All right, 7:37 here on a Thursday morning, and we do have some special guests in from the O'Neill Community Foundation. We have Heidi Hostert, Katie Morrow, and Jeannie Crumley. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning,
Scott.
Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about the O'Neill Community Foundation, and I think probably a good way to start off, maybe for those folks that don't know, that we do have a community foundation at O'Neill. Maybe tell them a little bit about the community foundation.
You bet. So just as a reminder, the O'Neill Community Foundation is a nonprofit affiliated fund associated with the Nebraska Community Foundation. It's a nonprofit. We have an unrestricted endowment. So that means that all donations are tax deductible, and we only use the funds that are pulled out from the interest to award grants. We give those to community organizations and people to build up their improvements and achievements in the community.
You bet. And it's a great way to, just like I said, support our area with, like you said, there's a number of different requests all throughout the year, correct?
Yeah, there are. We've got a lot of organizations trying to improve the quality of life in O'Neill, which is already wonderful, as we all know. Our endowment fund is up into the $925,000 area, so it's a really great cushion to build out from and give out interest off of. And actually, as a recap for the year 2021, we have a lot of donors to thank, including a large donor just recently. Want to give appreciation to Terry and Brian Torpin with Torpin's Rodeo Market, who donated $10,000 to our unrestricted endowment.
Nice. And let's talk a little bit about 2021 and maybe some of the things that the Community Foundation was a part of.
So this year we were able to grant out nearly $30,000, which is our biggest year yet. And I just kind of wanted to share, we granted out to, I think, 5 or 6 grants. So Girls on the Run, we were able to grant to them to help lower their fees for girls that want to participate in that program, actually in 2022. We donated to AYSO Soccer to get things back up and going and do some field improvement there. Miles of Smiles is a multi-year grant commitment that we've made. And if you're unfamiliar with that program, they go into schools and do fluoride varnish and sealants on children. The Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which we don't have Jeannie here for that today, but she's also a part of that project. And that is a program that provides free age-appropriate books to children ages 0 to 5. And then our last project that we donated to this year was the Little Disciples Child Development Center. And we brought Jeannie with us today because she's on that board. And we were hoping that she would tell us a little bit more about their program and what the Community Foundation did by granting them money. So sure. They're actually our largest grantee ever. We donated $20,000 to them.
Nice. And Jeannie, good to have you here with us this morning with the Little Disciples Child Development Center. And tell us a little bit about the Little Disciples Child Development Center.
Thanks, Scott. Yeah, we're really excited to give a nod to the Community Development Center because they really made our opening possible. Avira, a year and a half ago, made the offer that they would provide the VA center, convert it to a child development center, and enhance or expand the child development opportunities here in O'Neill. They provided a building, they provided utilities, but there are still a lot of things that have to be embedded to meet code, one being the fencing, which is expensive to meet the code. So we applied for the Community Development Grant. It's an easy process. You go to the website, and then you really look at what your project is, the details of it. You look at how it benefits the community, and then how it aligns with the vision. The application can all be done online, but you have to have a real clear vision of those. The mission statement says to enrich quality of life in O'Neill now and in the future. And so we feel like providing quality childcare now allows parents to work, and it keeps our economy vibrant, but it also provides a really solid foundation for the children. So the future, there are the kids that will be the leaders in our future. So we feel like our mission addresses both of those things. We felt like it was a perfect fit. The grant allowed us to put quality fencing that meets code, an outdoor playground, and the subsurface for that playground, all of which are really expensive. And I would encourage anybody in the community that's interested in having a look at this to drive by that VA building, 550 John Street, the old VA clinic.
Yeah. And like we said, child care, not just in O'Neill, but in every community, seems to really be a much needed part of the community. And this really is helping out a lot of families.
It is. In addition, it provides employment. And yeah. So we still have openings for kids if anybody's interested in enrolling. We're hiring for staff. It's been a difficult year with pandemic, and that made cash flow even difficult. It made our grant absolutely essential for our ability to open.
Yeah. And Jeannie, if they do want to learn more about Little Disciples Child Development Center, how can they get a hold of you, or how do they contact the center?
We have a website. Our phone number is 402-961-1369 for enrollment or for interest in jobs or volunteering. We have full-time, part-time. We need subs in this current environment, and we would love to have volunteers if you want to go in and rock babies or help cook. We've got lots of space for a lot of people to be involved.
Your playground monitor later on when it warms up. Yeah, all of that. But and what ages of children are cared for at the Little Disciples?
6 weeks to school age 5.
Okay.
So, yeah, we welcome more babies.
Yeah, and awesome. And what a great asset for our community. And like you said, a lot of it due in part to the Community Foundation, which, again, is just a great way for people to kind of leave a legacy here and to keep things improving in our area.
Yeah, I would strongly encourage, if somebody wants to contribute to the community, that is a great central place. They do such great things across the community.
All right. So, and Jeannie, thanks for coming in and telling us about that. And congratulations on the Little Disciples Child Development Center up and going. I know, like we said, it was much needed here in our area, and continue to look for good things there. But so how does one, and we kind of mentioned the website, obviously, but if people want to donate to the O'Neill Community Foundation or be a part of it, how can they do that, Katie?
Yeah, we'd really love to encourage everyone to visit our website, www.oneillcommunityfoundation.org. There's various ways to donate. If that isn't the most comfortable way, talk to one of the members of the Community Foundation Fund Board. Those include Joel Steinhauser, Tracy Dennis, Quanna Kelly, Kay Stepp, Lori Hevronik, Leon Gottschall, Janice Vossler, Jennifer Traister, Susan Wakefield, Paula Hevronik, Nicole Sedlacek, Tyler Strikey, Ryan Berg, and Heidi and myself. So that gives you a lot of options to reach out and talk about how you can donate or contribute, whether it be a one-time fund, a monthly fund, or we have a lot of people that are doing planned giving in their wills. So we really have a goal to increase that unrestricted endowment fund to be over $1 million at some point in the near future. So we'd love for all the community residents to join us in that.
And we're getting close to that. So, let's get over the hump here. But, like we said, lots of good things. And for any organizations or that would like to apply for funding, obviously contact any of those people or go to the website as well.
Same thing. The application for the grants is on the website as well.
All right. And so they have questions. Most of those can be answered. If you guys don't have it, the Nebraska Community Foundation can get it for them as well.
So. That's absolutely right.
All right. Anything else this morning?
I don't think so.
Thanks for the time.
You bet. Well, thanks for what you guys are doing with the O'Neill Community Foundation, and we're excited to have Little Disciples Child Development Center going too. Jeannie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. That's Katie Morrow, Heidi Hostert, and Jeannie Crumley this morning. Again, the O'Neill Community Foundation website is oneillcommunityfoundation.org. Again, that's oneillcommunityfoundation.org. And again, that number for Little Disciples Child Development Center, if you want to call them about child care, 402-961-1369.